Speaking with Monica Barlow of the Orioles. Monica, what's going on here today in the warehouse?
We're proud to have partnered with Von Paris Moving and Storage to collect items for the victims of Hurricane Sandy.
What are some of the items that have been dropped off so far?
We've had a lot of clothes, youth clothes, adult clothing. We've also had water, just household items, paper cups, plates, toilet paper, just the basic necessities that these folks are lacking right now.
If someone wants to donate some type of food, are there parameters to that?
We do ask for non-perishable items. They do ask for canned goods, ideally with a pop top, just to make opening them a little bit easier. Rice, big bags of rice, just sort of basic items that are easy to prepare.
How much of what's in here is from the Oriole personnel, and how much have fans donated?
There's been, you know, I would say about half and half. The response from fans so far has been terrific, as well as from our internal staff. I think everyone, you know, sees these things on the news and feels like they want to help. And so this is a way to kind of directly impact very quickly those who are most in need.
We're on the second floor of the warehouse overlooking Utah Street, and there is a room full of these supplies. What will become of them?
At the end of the day today, Von Paris will load up into their tractor trailers all of these items, and they will be driven tonight to the communities. There are five or six communities in New Jersey. Toms River, Hazlitt, I know, are two of the communities, and they will be given directly to churches, distribution centers to get the items out quickly.
And if someone wants to get down here today, how long do they have?
Till 5 o'clock today, and we certainly encourage you to come down. You can park in the north warehouse lot right next to the warehouse. Use the entrance to our offices next to the team store. We'll be happy to help you get those items up here if they're a little bit bulky, but we do invite you to come down before the end of the day today.
In the warehouse along Utah Street, John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.